Good evening. Could that patient fibroids?
Fibroids was the
suggestion. My question to you is, being the doctor for the day, is there anything else you would want to ask this young lady?
Could she have a spontaneous abortion?
Yes, that's another possibility. But being the doctor for the day, you're not going to look at the young lady and ask her if she's having a spontaneous abortion. So what questions would you ask her?
How long has she been bleeding heavily?
Yes, that's a very good question.
Examine her tummy and see if I can feel a mass in the pelvic area.
Yes, that will come under examination when you are about to examine her, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, caller. We've got other callers on the line, so we'll give them a chance to get in on this. We have several WhatsAppers sending their contributions. One WhatsApper said the same thing was thinking. At least two or three of them said the same thing was thinking. But go ahead. Good evening.
Good evening. I don't know if I can pronounce this word correct.
Doctor will help you.
Indo. Wait. Say it for me, Grayson. Indo.
Say it for her, Grayson.
I'm looking for it.
Endometriosis.
Yes, that's what it is.
Endometriosis.
Right. That's what it is.
Is it?
That's what I had in my head, actually.
Why do you think it's endometriosis?
And several WhatsAppers said the same thing as well. Go ahead. I beg your pardon, caller. Go ahead.
That has caused heavy bleeding as well. And painful.
Yes. So the hallmark there would be the pain.
Right.
Painful period, that it disturbs the quality of life, as well as heavy bleeding. Not everybody that has endometriosis has heavy bleeding, but definitely painful periods, and the pain starts before the period. Exactly. So most of the month, these young ladies are young and middle-aged ladies are in significant pain. It impairs their quality of life depending on the severity of the endometriosis.
Right.
So yes, that was my diagnosis, and since we have so many, you got one right, Grayson?
Mind you, I've got almost every question you asked. You asked three questions, right?
Yes.
I was on the ball all three of them, but
okay.
Somebody said fibroids, as you know, in the beginning. I didn't have that.
Yes, and that is a possibility.
Right, but I didn't have that for fibroids.
I had that.
Fibroids is another cause of. Yeah, for painful periods. And the lady who said when you're examining, you're looking for a mass, depending on how big the fibroids are and where they're located, you can often feel an abdominal mass depending on the size. So yes, but endometriosis was what I wanted for this one. And we take this opportunity to say good evening to Dr. John Barker and Dr. Courtney Yarbrough. Good evening. I hope you both are doing well.
Thank you. Thank you, caller. Have a good evening.
All right.
Thank you, caller.
You too.
All right. Endometriosis. Somebody says, ha-ha, this is the reason why he's sent in and not called. Because they can't pronounce the word. that's all right. We appreciate you nonetheless. Whatever method you use. Several WhatsAppers said the same thing as well. They said fibroids as well. Endometriosis, they said. Yep, they're on the right track, most of them. So let's go, Doc.
All right, question number four. A 43-year-old female comes to you complaining of extreme fatigue. She has cold intolerance and weight gain. What do you think could be wrong with this lady?
If you don't mind, repeat that for us again.
And what other question? Certainly. A 43-year-old female, she is complaining of feeling tired, extremely tired, cold intolerance. And she's been putting on some weight, not necessarily due to COVID. What are the questions you would ask this lady to try to come to the correct diagnosis? Or the diagnosis that I have here, which is the correct diagnosis.
All right, let's see what the WhatsAppers are saying. This WhatsApper says, and I must tell you, I had the same thing in mind. I don't know if you agree with our analysis. This one says thyroid disease. This one says, do you think she may be pregnant? This one says, I don't know what that word I don't know what that word is. This one says, underactive thyroid. Let's go to, I thought we had a call, but we don't have a call. So far, just like I thought, something to do with thyroid. What say you, Doc, or are you willing to wait for a call?
No, we can go because we have many questions and several opportunities left for our callers and listeners.
Everybody's going with thyroid on WhatsApp, though.
Yes, so it is thyroid disease. And remember that thyroid disease can either be hyper or hypothyroid. And in this case, this lady is hypothyroid, given the extreme fatigue, the cold intolerance, meaning that everybody else is at normal temperature, but the AC is barely at 24 and you're freezing. Weight gain, that's another thing that's associated with thyroid disease. Sometimes you can have hair loss, you can have problems with your moods as well. And can somebody be brave enough to tell me what would be the treatment for hypothyroidism, if that's what we have come up with as our diagnosis?
Well, while they're thinking, I will tell you that two people questioned if the lady was pregnant, so I don't know if that makes a difference.
Maybe not cold intolerance so much, but definitely the fatigue and weight gain, that would make somebody think pregnancy.
Okay.
And I have learned in my career, it does not matter what age you are, that is going to be a question on my list. Once you are a female in the reproductive age, yes, you will get that question. So if you come and you sit down in my office and you don't want me to ask you that question, then
this other person says anemia. So they were suggesting anemia.
I was just about to say anemia is another possibility, but you wouldn't really get weight gain with anemia as a symptom. If you have another problem that's leading to your anemia, well, that can cause you to get the weight gain, but not. And usually when anemia is a problem, there's usually an underlying reason that would more than likely cause weight loss when you're thinking anemia. Not every cause for anemia will interfere with your weight. And remember, one of the things that I preach on this show, anemia is not a diagnosis. It is a symptom.
Yeah.
Meaning that if your doctor tells you that you have anemia, your next question must be, why? Why do I have anemia? What is causing it, right? And we have to have another show on anemia. That's something else that we will definitely have another show on. Yes, so anemia is a possibility.
Yeah, we've got a caller on the line. I think I had him holding well. Let's see if they're still there. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, go ahead. Turn your radio down. Don't forget.
You get the lady thyroid.
Yes, so if we have come to the conclusion after taking a thorough history, doing a physical examination and any relevant investigations, and we have come to the conclusion that this lady is hypothyroid as she is symptomatic, you replace the thyroid hormone that she's missing, which is thyroxine. That's correct.
Thank you kindly, ma'am. Thank you. Your listeners are on the ball, Doc. We had several WhatsApp. WhatsApp. Go ahead, Doc.
Yeah, and as we have been doing this evening, let's take the opportunity to say hello to Dr. Carlisle Goddard. He was the one who would have done the show on hypo and hyperthyroidism. Good evening, Doc. Hope that you are well. And I'm doing this from my head, so I don't have the list there of the doctors who would have done which particular show. So if I forgot somebody or I mixed up somebody, my apologies. But I'm really thankful for each of you, of my colleagues, who willingly jumped on the show and helped to educate the public about health. So let's press on to question number 5.
Before you get there, Doc.
It is now 25 minutes to the hour of 7.
Quickly, before you get there, somebody suggested hormone replacement, I guess, for treatment. And then they have some other different...
Right, which is given thyroxine.
Okay, all right. So there are other suggestions as well, but I guess along the same line. So you go ahead. WhatsAppers, I thank you kindly. I'm trying to read as many of them as I possibly can, but you know how it is. We're short on time, so let's go now.
All right, question number 5. A patient comes into the office, and as a seasoned physician, after speaking with this patient, you have decided that this person is suffering from depression. What are five symptoms that make you suspicious of this diagnosis? Five. There are nine, so I'm only asking for five.
And I hear you saying that you're asking for a lot.
No. Depression. What are the symptoms of depression? And we're going to say hi to Dr. Rao. He was on, I believe it was last week, and he discussed
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Depression.
That is true. It was last week. Somebody is here saying on WhatsApp about this last question. You're saying talking about self-harming. So self-harm, that's one answer somebody's putting forth. I see you smiling.
That wasn't one of the ones I was looking for. That would more be towards looking for suicide
okay.
risk.
This other person says sad withdrawal. I guess the withdrawal symptoms or the, let's say, insomnia. And then they say wanting to end life. So I guess they're along the same corridor as the person before that. And lack of sleep, loss of appetite, somebody else is saying.
So I guess amongst all the callers, by the time we go through all the WhatsApp, we will come up with five or maybe all nine. So we have sleep disturbance. So you can have either insomnia, the inability to sleep, or hypersomnia, going to sleep very, very often, spending most of the day and night asleep.
Somebody says weight loss.
Yes. Changes in weight.
Somebody else says substance abuse.
Those are associated, but not one of the criteria.
Somebody else says anxiety attacks, feeling down and tearful, unable to cope with daily routine.
All right, so we will go with depressed mood.
All right, somebody says depressed here.
Psychomotor retardation. Yes, psychomotor retardation, meaning that persons can see that it's taking you so much longer to do things which you normally could do with ease.
Unable to concentrate, and they said somebody else says drinking.
Yes, poor concentration. That's associated. That can be associated with depression, and it can also lead to depression. So the two are intertwined.
All right. Some others are just saying some of the stuff that other people said before. Lack of sleep, loss of interest in everyday activities, mood swings. Somebody else is saying.
Loss of interest. That's the one I was looking for.
All right. Somebody else is saying loss of interest here again.
We got about five there.
Yep. All right. Go ahead then. Go ahead.
Yes, so we've gotten our five. Now,
somebody else says...
we're still on depression.
Yeah, somebody says sadness, low esteem, feeling hopeless, unmotivated, anxious, and... Lord, it's coming so fast, it's switching all the time on me. tearful, unable to cope, a whole set of... Go ahead, Doc. You go ahead.
Right, so these are all good answers. So my next question is going to step over into the line of self-harm, where we're going to ask, what are some of the warning signs that some person has decided to end his or her life? What are some of those red flags?
What are the warning signs when someone decides to put an end to their life? All right, that's the question.
And remember, sometimes, I just want to put it out here that sometimes there are no warning signs, and we don't want those persons who have experienced loss of loved ones by suicide to say that they could have done something or should have done something. Don't blame yourself. Don't blame yourselves. But what are some of those warning signs if they're there?
Tense most of the time. Let's see if that's right. Yeah, that one's tense most of the time. This person says tense most of the time. Check and see.
I'm not going to say tense. I would more go with absolutely calm, because that person has come to the decision that they're going to be out of their misery. So
okay.
they're pretty calm.
All right, we've got a caller.
Pretty calm.
Good evening.
Hi, good evening.
Yes, please. Doc can hear you.
Okay. One of the warning signs could be that they're giving away possessions that they normally cherish. So they will want to give away their possessions.
Absolutely correct.
They may be writing a will. They may be talking to you as if there's no tomorrow. They may be talking to you as if they're not looking forward for the future, as if they're like telling you goodbye. I don't know if they're explaining it right.
No, you are, and you're absolutely correct.
Sure, giving away the possessions that they normally cherish. We may be working a will, and I can't think of any else.
That's quite okay. Those are very good answers.
Okay, I'll let someone else get in then.
So thank you.
Thank you, caller. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you for calling. Please let me just jump in here and say it is financial prudence to make a will, right? It is wise to make a will. So please don't think that when somebody has decided to make a will that the next day you're going to find them deceased, right? It is wise to make a will and so on and so forth. But considering the personality and the moods and whatever else of the person, the individual, if in addition to symptoms of depression, they're going ahead and making a will, then that might tick over in your brain as a warning sign. So don't think that because I've decided that I'm going to go write my will tomorrow that you might find me swinging from a mango tree on the outside. Not the two aren't necessarily the same or related, I should say. And again, we sympathize with those persons who would have lost throughout the years, not necessarily in recent times, throughout the years, that would have lost loved ones from this sad state.
All right, Doc. Just lending.
So let's move on.
Just lending a light moment again to the discussion. The loss of the.
Is that the same person from before that
says Chris? The loss of no. The loss of the young girlfriend when she's gone on her way.
She's so brave.
Anyhow, I get it,
listen,
but never mind. Go ahead.
Whoever that person is.
You know, you said earlier
that person is a riot.
Because, you know, some men take on these things a little bit too much and they do some stuff that is ill-advised. So the person is saying the loss of the same young girlfriend. Anyhow, carry on, Doc.